Well, welcome to Monday, everyone. Wimbledon over the weekend. There was a rest day for the players, but still some tennis enjoyed, and Roger Rashid was enjoying it. G'day, Rog.
Good afternoon, or good evening, actually. Good morning. No, it's evening here.
But yes.
The sun's out, and it's, I'm just sitting at a little my little cafe called Maison Saint-Cassin. Now, you would think that's French, wouldn't you?
Yeah, the Maison.
Sitting here at Wimbledon at the Village, but it's actually a Lebanese restaurant.
Is it?
And having a Lebanese background, I thought this is my local. It's been my local for squillion years. It's
nice.
Right on the point of the village. So, look, we've had an interesting, you know, we obviously spoke on Friday, but we had Saturday tennis. We had a few little, we didn't have too many hiccups there. The big seeds, if I talk of the men's first, they were quite dominant. Roger Federer had a 7-6 set, but besides that, there was a lot of dominating tennis. Nadal's probably looked the sharper out of all those top four guys. Novak also stepped up another level. It was the most intense and committed Novak Djokovic I've seen for 12 months.
Yeah.
So he's definitely got his mojo back. Today was Sunday, and obviously Sunday, so it's a rest day. It's a really cool, pure day when it's just a bit of practice around. But tomorrow, being Monday, which is your time now, so it'll be tomorrow or tonight, is in Australia, is the best tennis day, I think, on the calendar outside of like a major final, because it's the round of 16, men's and women's. So you're going to have great matches. You've got 16 quality matches right out there on Monday.
Fantastic. So Nadal, obviously very, very short against Gilles Miller, $6
yeah,
tonight.
He's short, but this guy's tricky. He's a great grass court player. Big serve, great volley, moves well. Puts a lot of pressure on you, but the courts are hardening up because it's been so sunny. So it's a rock hard. The grass court's getting rock harder, so it's bouncing higher. Really suits Nadal, but it's still the lefty-lefty combination. That's probably in his favour a little bit this time around. But generally, you know, this is going to be a tricky match. It's not going to be a one-horse race, I don't think.
Mate, the women's side of things, I don't think there are any surprises there either.
No, there isn't. I mean, Kerber's the one who's number one seed. She plays Muguruza. I think she plays Muguruza. I think. Yes, so she does.
Yes.
And that's going to be a great... That's a French Open champion versus an Australian Open champion. So Muguruza was a finalist here as well. So she knows how to get to the finals here. So too is Kerber. So that's a big tennis match. Looking forward to that one.
Hold on.
There's a whole host of girls.
225 Kerber, Muguruza. $1.60.
Wow. I'd get on the...
Kerber?
Yeah, I like Kerber.
Okay.
Absolutely. I like Kerber for sure. The other one that's... they've got the local Joanna Konta who's playing here. She's first up on centre court. So, you know, to have a local in the round of 16, that's pretty big. It's her biggest effort. The one for me that I'm interested in watching is Simona Halep and Victoria Azarenka, boys, because this match, Victoria Azarenka's just had a baby, come back. She's in the round of 16. She's got a nasty look in her eyes. And she's a little skinnier than she was when she was playing on the tour when she's number one player in the world. But I feel like for Halep, this is going to say whether she's got over her French Open loss when she was set in three love up. So if she can beat Azarenka, who's been a former Grand Slam champion, world number one, it's going to take her a long way. It's going to propel her closer to this major. But there's still Venus Williams in the draw as well. They're a Grand Slam champions. Kuznetsova's in the draw as well. Another Grand Slam champion, a former world number one. So the draw in the women's side is so open. It's exciting. And Ostapenko, the young 19-year-old who won the French Open, she's still in the draw in the round of 16. What a great ability to back up after her winning, after she won a major at only 19 and 4 weeks ago. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Great effort.
Now, mate, I'm sorry to bring him up, but Berno Tomic has been in the paper over the weekend. His old man has had a crack at him about his attitude at Wimbledon, but Tomic has basically told all Australians to stick it. We're jealous. He's 24. We think about buying things, but can't. He thinks about them and can.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
It's really
sad. Are those comments, for me, they're sort of... They're disturbing comments in the sense I've never heard Bernie go that far off centre, if you know what I mean. I mean, he's been off centre, but not that far to that point. So I just feel like there's obviously some help needed. There's no doubt about that. And I think he's father, was, you know, he loves him, is also to the point where, hey, Bernie, it's almost time, if you know what I mean. So it'll be interesting to see. It's not good. It's not good for our sport. It's not good. It's not good a message for the young kids. This is not what tennis is about. We all know that. It'd be interesting to see what the fallout from it is financially from sponsors, etc. We know Head have pulled their sponsorship away, but more so what he's going to do about it from this point on, because that's going to be the key. What they do as a family, and also what he decides to do personally, just to get himself in a good space. That's all. I think he should take time off for sure, and work this all out, and then decide what he wants out of the game, or see what he wants out of, you know, out of himself and life.
Well, I think Medibank's gone as a sponsor, ING's gone as a sponsor, and Nike is staying as a sponsor. But I'll just confirm again, I'm not jealous of Bernard Tomic.
But no, you wouldn't think Nike will be in it for too much longer. I mean, I think all his arrangements are up pretty soon. They would have grounds right now, but I just think, you know, the reality is it's almost hit rock bottom. Which is fine. We've all gone through, everyone goes through periods in their life, but it's then what the pickup's all about. So what happens from here? Where's the education from here? Where's the help from here? You don't want to throw one out. And I know people would be against that, saying, well, come on, how many chances do you get? But there's also got to be an offering of help, at some point, because I think this is more it's not a tennis product at the moment. We're not talking about
no,
tennis.
Absolutely.
We're talking about helping a 24-year-old. Mm. And if he can write this all up and become a better person, great. Mm. If he plays tennis again, I don't think anyone's too interested about that at the moment.
No.
Not from our perspective anyway.
No, he's just offended Australia, though, unfortunately. Rog, good on you, mate. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yeah. See you, boys.
Well done. Roger Rasheed.